Each year, the Sydney Writers' Festival presents more than 300 events and attracts audiences of over 100,000 people. This year, the event kicks off April 29th. It's going to be running through until the 5th of May. So if you do not have that in your diary, put it down right now. To tell us a little bit more about the upcoming events is the Artistic Director of the Festival, Michaela McGuire. Michaela, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
So if you've been around the city at the moment, I know I've seen them there. There's big flags all along the light poles at the moment. They say "Lie to Me." Could you tell us a bit about the theme this year?
Yeah. So I wanted to examine the concept of the truth this year and how that's increasingly becoming a little bit fast and loose in these fraught and crazy times that we're living in. And I think a lie is much more interesting than the truth, but I wanted an interesting way to phrase that. And I immediately thought back to a seminal episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer in season 2, which I have just completely ripped the title off, called Lie to Me. But I think that the complicity inherent in the way that that is framed is really fascinating. And I'm excited to hear so many incredible writers drill into that.
And yeah, there are just a myriad of incredible people involved this year. If people are heading down or if they're on the fence about heading down, what can they expect at the festival this year?
I mean, it is literally my job to say this, and I have just given you a big spiel about lying, but it really does feel like the best lineup that we've ever had. There's a lot of international authors that I've been courting for years. George Saunders, who won the Man Booker Prize a couple of years, is coming back to Sydney Writers Festival because he had such a great time in 2017. Max Porter, who I think is the writer for his generation, who's written an astounding book called Lanny. Max also wrote Grief is the Thing with Feathers. We've got Rachel Kushner, who was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize last year for her incredible The Mars Room, which is a story set inside a women's prison, the largest women's prison in the world, just outside of California. We've also got Casey Legler, who's got an incredible resume. Casey was a former French Olympic swimmer. She was also the first woman to sign an exclusively male modeling contract. She
wow.
is well worth Google imaging. She looks extraordinary in a suit. But Casey has written an incredible memoir called Godspeed, which is about her very public rise as a competitive swimmer and her very private unraveling thanks to alcohol and substance abuse. And Casey will be in conversation with Sally Rugg, which I think will be an event not to be missed.
And it's not just authors as well. I know there's a lot of really interesting panels. The one that's springing to mind as well, there's the Teacher's Pet podcast one, moving into sort of podcasts and the medium. But could you tell us about some of the other panels
that
are happening?
The more obscure guests.
Yeah.
One of my favourites is Peter Godfrey-Smith, who is a scuba diving philosopher who wrote an amazing book called Other Minds, which is about octopuses. And he's going to give a free curiosity lecture, which he has called Our Mysterious Cousin, the Octopus. And I know that he's got a pretty amazing archive of octopus fights on his computer, which he's going to show behind him, which I think is pretty extraordinary.
I'm sold. And you did mention as well free. There's not a lot of free things, I feel, in Sydney these days. You can't sort of go along to stuff for free a lot anymore, but there's a lot of free events down at the Writers' Festival as well.
Yeah, we've got two free stages at Carriageworks that run from next Thursday morning all the way through to Sunday afternoon. So there's a mix of panel events on one of the stages, and then the other stage is dedicated to the curiosity lectures, which includes Peter's wonderful octopus lecture. But that's a really great stage because, firstly, it's free. Secondly, it doesn't require any homework because the topics are so unrelated to those authors' works. Like, we deliberately ask them to get a little bit weird. So we've got an amazing French author who is giving a talk called A Witch in Time, which is about witches through history. Sam George Allen, an Australian author, is doing a talk on Kate Bush. Jane Caro is talking about Princess Diana, who apparently she's obsessed with. It's a lot of fun.
And just before I do let you go, Michaela, where can people still grab some tickets for the ticketed events? Where can people find out more?
Best bet is to head to our website, swf.org.au, or if in doubt, just come on down to Carriageworks. Even if you miss out on tickets to the chosen event that you want to go to, there's dozens more occurring throughout the day, and it's a really lovely vibe down there.
Michaela, thanks so much for swinging by this morning.
You are welcome.
Michaela McGuire there. She's the Artistic Director of the Sydney Writers' Festival that is kicking off 29th of April. It's running through until the 5th of May. We'll get the website link for you up in the podcast, and you can find that at 2SER.com.